welcome everyone to the meeting this morning. I apologize for the cramped quarters, but because the meeting was on such late notice, we had a very difficult time finding an available location for this. At this time, Cindy, would you call the roll?
Curator Covington? Curator Cups?
Yes.
Curator Graham?
Present.
Curator Henrickson?
Here.
Curator Phillips?
Here.
Curator Snowden?
Here.
Curator Steelman?
Present.
Curator Stewart?
Here.
Okay. You have all members present?
Thank you. I know there's been a lot of news around this meeting. The one thing that I would ask is I would ask that everyone please be respectful of each other. And I, for one, am shutting off my cell phone. I think this is a meeting that deserves the attention, the close attention of everyone. And my plan is to listen, and I'm not going to be diverted by texts, messaging, or whatever. So that is something that is up to each individual, but that is what I've done. This is the open portion of the meeting. I would ask President Wolf. I think President Wolf has asked to speak.
May I, as a point of information and before he speaks, just inform you that a few minutes ago I got a call from Mike Middleton.
It's very difficult to hear you. Could you speak into the mic, please?
Yes, I will, David.
Thank you.
About 5 minutes ago, a call from Mike Middleton indicating that Jonathan Butler's father is in town and is willing to come speak to, he's not with his son, but he's willing to come speak to the board at this moment. So I announced that before Tim starts into anything. He could probably be here in 10 minutes if the board chose to hear him.
Well, I will defer to the board. I would very much like to visit with Mr. Butler, but if there's not any objection, we will, whoever is in contact with Mr. Butler, if they would contact him and ask him if he could come over, and then we can visit with him. I would suggest, since that is, well, we'll take up that when we get to that. I believe the president has the floor now, and
do you have any interest in having Mr. Butler visit before you speak?
I'd like to speak, and then I'd be happy to visit with him. I think we should.
You can speak, and I won't be present, but I'm going to call Mr. Middleton. I'm sorry.
Okay. So, good morning. Thank you for coming today. I am resigning as president of the University of Missouri System today. Yeah, I can. I can't move this mic, but I'll just lean closer. David, can you hear me now? How about now, David? Is that better? Can you hear me, David? Okay. Is there any AV that could potentially crank this up? That it's in the room? Anybody that could help? There you guys are. Is there a way that we can increase the volume on this that might help? David? That's... Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea. Hey, David, can you hear me now? We've turned up the volume as well. How's that, David?
Thank you.
Okay. Again, thanks for coming in. As I said earlier, and I'm repeating myself so that Curator Stewart can help me, I'm resigning as president of the University of Missouri System. My motivation in making this decision comes from love. I love MU, Columbia, where I grew up, in the state of Missouri. I have thought and prayed about this decision. It's the right thing to do. The response to this announcement, I'm sure, ranges from joy for some to anger to others, and that's why we're here today. So let me speak to why this is so important at this time. To our students, from concerned students 1950 to our grad students, football players and other students, the frustration and anger that I see is clear, real, and I don't doubt it for a second. To the faculty and staff who have expressed their anger, their frustration, it too is real. My friends and my supporters that have been so gracious and have sent so many emails and texts and calls of support, I understand that you might be frustrated as well. So the question really is why did we get to this very difficult situation? It is my belief we stopped listening to each other. We didn't respond or react. We got frustrated with each other, and we forced individuals like Jonathan Butler to take immediate action or unusual steps to effect change. This is not, I repeat, not the way change should come about. Change comes from listening, learning, caring, and conversation. And we have to respect each other enough to stop yelling at each other and start listening and quit intimidating each other through either our role or whatever means that we decide to use. Unfortunately, this has not happened, and that is why I stand before you today, and I take full responsibility for this frustration, and I take full responsibility for the inaction that has occurred. I'd ask everybody, from students to faculty, staff, to my friends, everybody, use my resignation to heal and start talking again, to make
The change is necessary, and let's focus on changing what we can change today and in the future, not what we can't change, which is what happened in the past. I truly love everybody here and the great institution, and my decision to resign comes out of love, not hate. I'd like to read some scripture that's given me strength. I hope it provides you with some strength as well as we think about what's next. I have to also give credit to my daughter for reminding me of the scripture. Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. We need to use my resignation. Please, please use this resignation to heal, not to hate. And let's move forward together for a brighter tomorrow. God bless all of you, and I thank you for this wonderful opportunity to have led the University of Missouri system. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. This time the board has a closed session agenda that we need to handle. And if the chair will entertain a motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
Second.
Cindy, would you call the roll?
Curator Covington?
Yes.
Curator Cups?
Yes.
Curator Graham?
Yes.
Curator Hendrickson?
Yes.
Curator Phillips?
Yes.
Curator Snowden?
Yes.
Curator Steelman?
Yes.
Curator Stewart?
Five.
All votes in favor.
Okay. We will go into executive session, and I'll give about 5 minutes to clear the room. So,
okay.
Folks, thank you very much.
And board members, if you'll just follow me, I'll lead you to the closed session room.
Okay.
Okay. So, folks, so we're staying here.
Okay. Sorry.
Yep. Yeah.